Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Mark Striegel, John Astronomy, the Talking Metal Podcast, coming to you from the Silver Spacecraft. I'm Bud Friendly, and now your hosts, Mark and John.
Hey, John Astronomy here. Welcome to another edition of Talking Metal. I am hanging out once again, Midtown Manhattan, with the one, the only, Mark Striegel. How you doing, Mark?
Good, John. Good to see you. Haven't seen you for a little while. I think last time we hung out was when we did the podcast up the street here, where we picked where you played your favorite songs. That was a good episode. I enjoyed that. I wanted to mention also some of the corrections from the last live show. Abby Gennett, is that her name?
From
Brett Scallion's wife?
Right, from Slunt. Yeah, I believe that's her name.
Yeah, I said she wasn't a...
Abby Bennett or Jeanette? Thought it was a G.
Yeah, Jeanette? Possibly, I don't know. Anyways, she was on VH1 and MTV2, as well as Fuse. I shot you down when you said that during the live show, so apologize about that. Thin Lizzy, two original members, not one, as I stated in the live show. So there you go, the metal expert coming through as usual. Speaking of, I'm teaching a class this summer starting in late July out in Montclair, New Jersey, and I'll be teaching, get this, the history of Metallica at the School of Rock in Montclair, New Jersey.
I think that is amazing, Mark. Congratulations. When I saw that email, I was like, wow, that is so cool. And look, you can add another thing to your resume. School teacher.
Pretty crazy for a guy who can barely read. But, teacher Mark Striegel, Professor Mark Striegel. Let's get into a little Metallica right now. This is Damage, Inc. We're going to come back and read your emails here on the Talking Metal Podcast.
That was Damage Inc. by Metallica right here on Talking Metal, hanging out Midtown Manhattan with Mark Striegel.
Yeah, so you've been on the road quite a bit lately. You want to expand upon that?
Absolutely. I've been out with Ace. We did a show in Pittsburgh, PA, which is very close to my hometown, so that was great. My family came out for that. We then headed off to Wisconsin and played a big speedway, and the band was sounding really great. And then most recently, we did a show in Des Moines, Iowa, which is a great city, by the way. I really like Des Moines, Iowa. And a really killer daytime show. It rained before Ace went on, or rained before they even started the show, and the whole place got muddy, and you'll get a kick out of this. I'm walking around with a suit, you know, directing things, and I had mud on my forehead. So all these people were coming to me for questions, and I'm standing there, and there's, like, literally mud on my face. That was the funny story about that. But we had a great time, and I came back to New York for a couple of days, and I am headed out to Mount Clemens, Michigan for a show Friday night, which by the time you hear this, it might be after that show. But then we are going to a convention called the Dawn of the Dead Convention, I believe, or Days of the Dead. And that is in Indianapolis, Indiana, Saturday and Sunday. And it's going to be great. And if you hear this before that, come and meet Ace. And also, if you know, wind up hearing this after that, there are VIP packages, trying to put a little plug in here, for Ace's shows. And you can find out more of them at acefrehley.com, and it's a really cool thing. You get to go backstage, you get a VIP laminate, you get another copy of an Anomaly record if you don't already have it, or if you want to get one and give it to a friend. You get your Ace shirt of your choice, and then you can come back, get a photo with Ace, and get something signed. And so far, everybody who's done it has been really happy. I got a lot of emails from all you guys thanking me for introducing you to Ace. So it's going to be good, guys. Come and check us out.
Cool, and I was actually at the Ace website. They have awesome shirts with him holding the smoking guitar. Those are great. Plan to hopefully get one myself, $30 on acefrehley.com. So good stuff. And how's the book coming along?
The book is coming out great, and you guys are going to love it. Look for it this fall in your local bookstore.
Cool, looking forward to that. Let's get into a little Ozzy Osbourne here on the podcast, and we'll come back and read your listener email. This is Facing Hell by Ozzy.
That was Facing Hell by the one, the only Ozzy Osbourne off of Down to Earth. A bunch of people are starting to say I look like Ozzy again. It goes in phases for a while. People stopped, and now it's all back up again. And I tell people that I swear to God, I had blue glasses in 10th or 11th grade. I can't remember when I first got my first pair. Now, I am not stating that Ozzy found a high school shot of me and decided to come out with some blue colored glasses, but I did not do that specifically because of Ozzy. And in reality, I kind of did it because Enough is Enough, believe it or not, who were influenced by the Beatles.
Yeah, add Ozzy Osbourne to the Who's Stealing from Astronomy Now list.
Yeah, no, I just got to go on record. I don't think Ozzy copied me, but I swear to God, I got to dig out a photo of me with my original blue glasses. So anyway, guys, I have some letters, and we're going to dedicate this podcast to reading some letters from you guys, the listeners. And we love to do that, and we appreciate your sending us an email and listening to the podcast. Okay, this one is from Luke P. It says, Dear Mark and John, my name is Luke. I live in Holland, am 18 years old, and I just love your podcast. I'm a student, and every Saturday I work as a mailman in a village that's about 15 kilometers away, so I have to go there on bicycle. I'm not complaining about that, but the only problem is I have to get up about 5 o'clock in the morning, no matter how hammered I am. That's pretty funny. What's the drinking age in Holland, Mark?
Oh, I don't know. Probably, I think 16 in a lot of these European countries.
Wow, because Luke is 18 and he gets hammered occasionally, which is a very, what should I say? We've been known to do that, let's just say that. But like today, I've had a party yesterday, graduated. Congratulations, Luke. And once again, your podcast is what keeps me going through the early morning. Cool. Thanks for all the great and probably really hard work. Keep it on. Rock on and horns up. Luke P. from Holland. Great. Luke, thanks for your letter.
All right. Thanks, Luke. This is, hello, guys. My name is Yadel. How do you say this? Y-A-D-I-E-L. Yadel?
Yadel?
Okay. Anyways, my name is Yadel. First of all, I love your podcast. It has introduced me to a lot of great bands, a few of which have turned into my top 10 bands. I enjoy all talking metal, not only the live shows, but the music-based episodes and general episodes as well. Well, cool, man. Thank you, because we always are wondering. I know some people on the forums don't care for the music-based episodes, which, teach his own. I think the music-based episodes are awesome, and I enjoy doing them, and it's nice to think that someone would just listen to the music episode all the way through and not fast forward through the songs. I have only one suggestion. Bring Bud Friendly more to your podcast. The guy is awesome. Wow, okay. We get a lot of conflicting opinions on Bud Friendly, so nice to hear. We did a survey on him a while back and found that the emails we were getting said less Bud Friendly. The people on the forums, talkingmetalforums.com, actually wanted more Bud Friendly. So there you go. Glad you enjoy Bud Friendly. We do like having him around. In one of your podcasts, you mentioned to write our top three bands. Wow, that was an old podcast, but okay. So his top three bands are Metallica, Iron Maiden, and Linkin Park. Linkin Park aren't metal. They're more rock. But he loves them. And he goes on anyways. He says, one more thing. Jumping to the end of the email. One more thing. If it is possible, try to make the site a bit more accessible. As a blind computer user, it is a bit hard for me to navigate to your site. Granted, I haven't checked the new site. Anyways, take care and keep on rocking. I'm not sure what he means by that.
You know what, Yadel, I think I know what you mean. There are things that make it easier for people who are blind to navigate through the menu buttons and different things on the site, some of which I'm learning, Yadel. And now that we move to this new WordPress site, let me check into it because I do know how to do that on kind of the old site now. I'm not sure if I had done that with the old site, but with the with new sites I've been designing, for example, for work, I do include things that make it more accessible. Let me see what I can do with the new WordPress site, and hopefully this one will be a little easier for you to get around. But we really appreciate your letter and your listening, and thanks so much. And I am going to personally look into that for you. Cool. So thanks a lot. It. So, you know what, I think I'm going to go. This is the one I didn't read yet. So, yeah. So, so I got one more here. This one is from Pontus. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. He is from Denmark, and he also rides a bike to work, which was just pretty insane. Not insane, but really cool that the two letters I read are from guys who ride a bike to work, which is very cool. Hey, dudes, I just recently discovered your great podcast, and now it is a true follower on my half-hour bike ride to and from work. My name is Pontus. I come from Finland, but I've been living in Copenhagen for the last 8 years. As many others, I discovered Kiss when I was 7 and went further to Metallica, Anthrax, Slayer, Exodus, Creator, of course, along with GNR, Skid Row, etc. Nowadays, I listen to a lot of Backyard Babies, Volbeat, and Social Distortion, but anything metal and hard rock, really. Anyways, I just wanted to say thanks and keep up the good work. Metal wishes, Pontus L. He is a multimedia designer and listener of Talking Metal, who is originally from Finland, but now lives in Copenhagen, Denmark. Man, I am blown away by all the international listeners we have. Thank you, man. Thanks a lot.
Cool. Yeah, well, I tell you what, we still have a few emails left, but I think our battery is about to die, right? Yep. Should we end this?
Why don't we...
Thanks for joining us on the Talking Metal Podcast. Support us by using those links to download music that you've heard on today's episode through iTunes. Go to talkingmetal.com to use those links. Thanks, guys.
Want to end with a song?
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. Thanks, Mark. And why don't we end with a song by Ace Frehley? This one is off of Anomaly, and it is called Foxy and Free, one of my favorite tracks. Thanks a lot.
That's good enough. I...
No, you can satisfy my needs. Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.